This is KCUR. After a series of starts and stops, the 9th Street Corridor Project in Lawrence is underway. It's a grant-funded proposal to add public art and infrastructure along East 9th Street, now with more public input. A citizen advisory committee met last week, and a design team took a tour. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Over the last few years, developers have transformed an industrial area in East Lawrence into what's now called the Warehouse Arts District. Buildings like a former grocery warehouse and a cider vinegar plant now house a gallery, a few dozen artist studios, and apartments.
The first piece of the puzzle down here was the Polar Lofts. It's an old produce storage facility, effectively, a wholesale grocer's facility.
Flint Hills Development Group's Tom Larkin guides a tour of architects and designers charged with connecting 9th Street from downtown to this new arts hub. Larkin starts with the district's anchor, the Polar Loft apartments, exposed brick, polished concrete floors, and lots of windows.
The idea is to build a district where artists, where Lawrence, where everybody's comfortable and wants to be here and wants to be a part of it.
Kansas City-based El Dorado heads up the design team for the 9th Street Corridor Project. It's an art and streetscape proposal with funding from an Art Place grant. El Dorado principal Josh Shelton says an advisory committee of stakeholders, from neighborhood leaders to city officials, will help shape the design.
There's such a variety of perspectives, you know, from, you know, people that live right here in the neighborhood and are watching very closely about, you know, how the street ties into their, you know, their side yards and their the existing neighborhood fabric. To, you know, other stakeholders are looking at it from, like, how is this a street that serves the entire city?
Artist Tristan Surtees and architect Charles Blanc teamed up about 15 years ago for the artist collective Sans Façon. They're the lead artist collaborators and based in Calgary. Surtees says they're trying to gather as much information as they can from the people who live and work in East Lawrence.
You can't really make a contribution without listening and learning first.
So it's a very interesting place. It's a delicate place. It's sensitive. It's often an angry place because it's being gentrified and, well, there's just almost no way to stop it.
That's Dennis Domer, an architectural historian who taught at the University of Kansas for four decades. He calls East Lawrence the most historic part of the city. Many of the houses were built from 1865 to 1900.
I think it's possible for us to do a series of changes on 9th Street without changing the character of 9th Street. That will be the delicate task of these designers.
Just walk up 9th Street and, like, maybe stop where the bench is and stop where the church is. I don't know if anybody wants to walk.
About a dozen East Lawrence residents are waiting to meet the design team at Hobbs Park. There's a softball field, a playground, and a house built in the 1860s. It was scheduled to be torn down a few blocks away and relocated to this site, but not without a fight, says artist Ramberg.
The fact that this house moved here is just a serious indication of how seriously many people feel about keeping what's here.
And that phrase, keeping what's here, is a recurring theme with many residents as they walk through the neighborhood, from flowering trees along 9th Street to affordable rent.
Well, a mural.
To the mural.
Picture's worth a thousand words.
A nearby community mural includes scenes of the history of the area, Native American tribes, and the canning industry. Resident KT Walsh says she's hopeful about the 9th Street project. She says it could be good, and sidewalks are needed. But she's being cautiously optimistic.
I think people are trying really hard to heal. The process in the past has been behind closed doors.
I think for us it was as much about relationships and forming a kind of level of trust in a very genuine way.
In El Dorado's offices near the Crossroads Arts District in Kansas City, Tristan Surtees of Sans Façon describes this stage as being a sponge.
Sponge period is probably two-thirds of the project. And then it starts to emerge and appear for itself. And it should feel very natural to that location. That's how we try and work.
Sans Façon's Charles Blanc trained as an architect and says now they're very much at the beginning of their process.
Gathering of information that is more intangible, almost the kind of poetic of the place. Partly about that general understanding and that feeling and those impressions that you get done honestly. It doesn't need to be recorded exactly what that person said word for word. It's more about the action of talking and being in these places and those stories that come up.
9th Street Corridor Design Team will continue to collect stories and talk to more residents over the next few months. A public presentation of the design is expected in November. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.